Hello everyone, welcome or welcome back to AJ's Analysis, the podcast that talks about the past. Today, we are going to be talking about Ritchie Valens, his story and his hits, as well as the movie La Bamba and its real-life references. As most of you know, the day the music died is coming up. I thought it would be great to talk about each of the three stars as well as to talk about their hits. We're starting with Ritchie because he was the youngest. Richard Stephen Valenzuela was born on May 13, 1941, and died in a plane crash on February 3, 1959, alongside Buddy Holly, J.P. Richardson, more popularly known by his stage name The Big Bopper, and Roger Peterson, the pilot. Ritchie was an American singer-songwriter and guitarist. He was one of the first rock and roll pioneers of the Chicano rock movement. He was only 16 when he was discovered by a guy named Bob Keane. Bob heard of him from a colleague because people would call him the Little Richard of San Fernando. Bob was interested because the hype for Little Richard was at its peak. One of the first songs he recorded was That's My Little Susie. The story of the song goes that Ritchie's mother had a friend who had a child born with a club foot, Susie. She was the sweetest little girl with big brown eyes and a beautiful smile, and when she rocks to the left and she rocks to the right. That's My Little Susie is Susie's song. Ritchie's first album, That's My Little Susie, was listed as I Got a Girl Named Sue. I assume they changed the name since it was more catchy. Another one of his first songs were High Tone. In the movie La Bamba, they gloss over this song but reference it as they call him High Tone in the beginning of the movie, and even introduces himself as High Tone to Donna.
She's way above your class, High Tone. You just got to turn off that audition.
I don't know how much of that is true, but there is also the theory that High Tone meant he was a snob or arrogant. Whatever the case, High Tone is a song he wrote. I couldn't find very much detail for the next song, which is Cry, Cry, Cry. It was recorded in 1958 and was later released in October of 1959. One really cool thing is, when you listen to the demo, you can actually hear Ritchie's voice, which is quite interesting in my opinion, since I've only really heard him sing. Ritchie wasn't very experienced with music when he met Bob Keane. He would be known for forgetting the stuff he'd write immediately after singing it, and he only knew the four basic chords. So the story of Come On, Let's Go was that someone told Ritchie, "Come on, Ritchie, let's go," and he started saying that all the time. Then he wrote the song for it. When he came to Bob Keane with the song, all he had were the lines, "Come on, let's go," and if you listen to the original version of the lyrics, they're much different. In the movie La Bamba, they reference this very briefly. When he sings the lyrics the first time, you can hear actually he says some of the lyrics that Ritchie actually used in the beginning, or at least a variation of it. The part of Ritchie having to continue singing the song over and over and over again for Bob Keane to edit later was a bit dramatified. Ritchie had trouble coming in and out of the meter, so he ended up having to edit the song after.
Well, oh, I'll get a
The song Hurry Up was not written by Richie, but by Eddie Croshen's fiancée, Sherry Shiele, for Eddie. Eddie knew Richie Valens and thought the song fit the style of Richie better than his own style, so they pitched it to Richie, who liked it and recorded it. Sherry changed the lyrics a bit more before giving it to Richie as a present, and the song has the elements of both Eddie and Richie. The Paddy Wack song wasn't originally written by Richie, but the story is kind of interesting. One day, Richie was playing guitar, and Bob Keane asked what he was playing. He said it was an old song his mom used to sing to him, and of course, Bob wanted to record it. Richie was a bit iffy on it, but Bobo convinced him by telling him about all the kids that would enjoy the song as well. In La Bamba, there's a small reference of this song. When he first meets Bob Keane in the movie, he's singing this song to a cousin for their birthday. Ooh, My Head is another original from Richie Valens. However, I assume he had some influence from Little Richard's song Ooh, My Soul, which came out in 1958. The songs have a lot in common, such as chord progressions, repeating lyrics, and having a pause in the song for the singer to say, "Ooh, my."
Ooh, my head. Ooh, my soul.
Led Zeppelin also did a version of this song titled Boogie with Stu. I just thought that was interesting as well. Richie Valens did a cover of a few songs in his time, such as Bluebirds Over the Mountain, which was originally composed by Ursel Hickey. Framed, which was by Jerry Levine and Mike Stoller. Summertime Blues by Eddie Croshen. Boney Maroney by Larry Williams. And lastly, We Belong Together by Robert and Johnny. All great classic songs. The songs I couldn't really find anything for were Doobie Doobie Wah, Stay Beside Me, My Darling Is Gone. Big Baby Blues. In a Turkish Town.
In a Turkish Town.
Now You're Gone. Little Girl.
Well now, little girl, you hurt me so.
Richie's Blues. less fright. And rocking all night.
Well now, little baby, you got me going tonight.
Well, I say my two favorite songs for last. We all know the story of O'Donna, but I'll give you a short refresher if you don't. Richie and Donna were going through a rough patch, as Richie was just starting to gain some fame, so he wrote a song for Donna so she doesn't forget how much she means to him. It's an awesome classic love ballad, and it's one of Richie's most iconic songs. Richie called Donna on the phone and sang the song for her live, or at least a variation of the song, as Richie would always change lyrics. Lastly, we have La Bamba. Instead of me telling you, I will let you hear the story in Bob Keane's words.
I first heard the song La Bamba while driving with Richie to a San Francisco TV appearance. I had just purchased a new Thunderbird, and Richie was riding in the back seat, strumming his guitar. Suddenly, I heard this melody, and I asked Richie what it was. He said it was called La Bamba, a folk song from Mexico. I felt it would make a good Latin rock song, but Richie didn't know the words, and he didn't want to record it anyway. He felt it might demean the music of his heritage. Several weeks later, he agreed to record the song, so his Aunt Ernestine gave us the lyrics, and we were back in Gold Star. Richie had a bad cold that day, but I thought he may change his mind about recording the song, so I decided to record the music track anyway. We were back in the studio several weeks later to overdub Richie's voice to the track.
In the movie, they made it as if Bob Keane was the one that was iffy about having La Bamba sing, whereas in real life, Richie was the one that was more iffy on it. I love the song La Bamba. It's amazing, but some of you may not know what the original sounds like, so here's an old adaptation recorded in 1939 by El Jarocho.
Una poca de gracia y otra cosita. Allá arriba, arriba y arriba y me. Yo no soy marinero pero sí seré.
One more thing I'd like to add is the song Twist and Shout, made famous by the Beatles, has a very close resemblance to La Bamba, with its chord structure and melody. So, I created a short version of La Bamba and Twist and Shout for you all to hear the resemblance. 1, 2, 3.
Para bailar la bomba, para bailar la bomba, se necesita una poca de gracia, una poca de gracia pa' mi partida. Arriba y arriba, ay, arriba y arriba, por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero, soy capitán, soy capitán, soy capitán. Bamba, 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 bamba. Well, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, now.
Come on, baby.
Come on, we'll work it all out.
Work it all out.
Come on, honey. Now you know.
Now you know.
You know you look so good.
You look so good.
Come on, you got me going now.
Going now, baby.
Just like I knew you would.
Like I knew you would.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Shake it up, baby.
Bum.
Twist and shout.
Bum.
Come on.
So, that was my dive into Richie Valens and his work. I hope you all enjoyed and hopefully come back for more as I upload episodes every Friday and sometimes Tuesday. If there's a specific song or group that you'd love for me to do an episode about, you can contact me on Instagram at ajs_analysis or by my email ajmusicpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to talk about any old music and all old music. But thanks for watching. Peace.